Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Doug Tatum. He's in charge of the entrepreneurship program there at Middle Tennessee State University, mtsu.edu, right, Doug?
Correct. Thank you.
And he is the Wright Travel Chair on entrepreneurship at MTSU. He's also a CPA, as he said. He's a very smart guy, very well regarded in the industry, the author of No Man's Land, a book that is absolutely a watershed work that I encourage you to check out. Doug, we're talking about the future of capital for small businesses, and I want to get into crowdfunding in a second. But before we do, I'd like to establish a bar, a credential, let's say, that I think all small business owners, it would help them if they understood this. As a CPA, you'll appreciate this. If they understand that this is a bar they've got to cross, they've got to hurdle, if they're going to qualify for many of the new things that are out there. And that bar is audited financial statements.
Yeah,
I believe that you're not going to qualify for crowdfunding until you've got an audited financial statement. I believe you're not going to be, even if you are attractive to from an operating standpoint, from a business model standpoint, to venture capital, are they going to invest in you if you don't have audited financial statements?
No, I mean, professional private equity firms are going to require audited financials. And, you know, the rules are still being established about crowdfunding and a variety of those disclosure issues. But needless to say,
the point I wanted to make is, folks, if you wake up some morning and say, man, I need some capital, I'm going to look at some of those new things I've been hearing about. If you don't have audited financial statements, if you aren't close to doing that, you're not a prospect for those sources, Doug. And that's tough love. What do you think?
Yeah, well, yes, financial disclosure and lack thereof is going to get you into trouble. And
you're going to waste time.
So I agree with you. And I think, you know, the whole notion that crowdfunding, and look, I am for anything and any experiment that we can do to access and open up funding sources for small businesses and growing businesses. As you know, you and I have been working on that for years. But I think the hardcore reality of crowdfunding being the source of capital to most small businesses is probably not going to be the case. That would be my feeling. I think that there's a couple of reasons for that. Maybe your listeners can think this through with us, but, you know, most of small equity funding is done by what we call angels. Mm-hmm. And they tend to want to do that locally with businesses that they can get their hands around and industries that they can get used to.
And
drop in on and have a cup of coffee and wander mm-hmm. the halls. And they tend to do that in areas that they have some expertise. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they have a terrible, on an overall investment record, they have a terrible investment record. They don't make a lot of money doing that.
Well, a lot of emotion behind some angel investing.
That's right. So, you know, you could see some crowdfunding work for some high-tech things, high-profile things. And we certainly don't want to discourage that, because maybe something will come out of that that will help. But if the notion is that you're going to wake up with a small business and because you can't get a loan and don't have financial disclosure and you're going to go out and get some equity capital through crowdfunding, I think is naive at best.
But let's wrap up where things are going in the future. There's going to be access to capital through banks. I believe that factoring will become the small business asset-based lending source. I think that will continue. I agree with your point about the interest rates. That could be a problem for them.
I think if interest rates go up, you could see that notion
diminishing.
Change dramatically.
What else is going to happen? Do you see a time, I only got about a minute, can you see a time in 5 years or 8 years where small businesses could really run out of capital sources?
I think the capital gap's gotten worse. And I think that, look, if you have a banking system built on mega banks that have economic models that don't make it feasible for them to provide judgment on loans at a smaller level, that's what we have, and that's testimony I provided.
Right.
Then, you know, we are constricting the traditional capital sources that bank needs. You said you want companies without partners. They need banks.
And I'm going to tell you something, Doug. As in my opinion, as small banks go, so goes small business.
I'm afraid that that is a plausible scenario that we're all worried about.
Yep. Thanks, Doug, for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Doug,
thanks for having me.
Adam, ladies and gentlemen. Check out his book, No Man's Land. I promise you, you won't regret it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.